Earlier this year, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska took out a series of ads in Southeast newspapers, all with a similar message, that they felt the state was letting commercial fishermen harvest too many herring. Managers set a limit for the commercial fleet at just under 29,000 tons this year. When all was said and done, the fleet captured about half that number. The reason? Quick spawning, said managers, and, as it now turns out, a lower-than-expected return of herring in the first place. Fisheries managers predicted about 144,000 tons of fish would occupy Sitka Sound this year. The current estimate of what actually returned is around 99,000 tons. Fish and Game Management biologist Dave Gordon.
That we're well below the forecast, but the harvest itself is within the 20% harvest rate, which is important to us to stay within that, stay below that 20%, and certainly was important for industry that we did not exceed that 20% harvest rate.
But for Jeff Feldpouch, it comes down to a simple question.
Why are we fishing these fish when they're the cornerstone of the majority of the marine ecosystem?
Feldpouch is resource protection director for the Sitka tribe. This year's harvest, he says, was a source of both comfort and alarm. On one hand, he feels it adds merit to the tribe's concerns. On the other hand, neither the commercial fleet nor subsistence harvesters had their needs met this year.
You know, the ADF&G managers, they follow policy, and we have to change that policy. And that either goes through the Board of Fish process, through the legislature, through referendums or citizens' initiatives, or down the line through legal action if necessary.
Gordon, with the state, says the science behind the fishery is sound. The model is accepted by fisheries biologists up and down the coast, and he believes that this year was a one-off. The model has performed well, generally speaking, he says, but he adds that it cannot forecast the unexpected.
You know, we're dealing with natural populations that are subject to things like this happening, and again, you know, herring are well known to, you know, population to oscillate quite dramatically over short periods of time. Looks like something has happened with the Sitka Sound stock. What it is exactly, we don't know.
But they'll be looking at data throughout the summer and the fall, and an adjustment will likely have to be made for next year's fishery, he says. Exactly what that adjustment is will depend on the data that scientists review between now and then. Fish and Game recorded 55 nautical miles of spawn this year, which is down from last year. Still, Gordon says the population has been trending upward. What's responsible for this year's low return could be natural mortality from predators or illness, or the fish could have simply relocated. Of course, if that were the case, Gordon says they would have found spawn elsewhere. So there's more to learn yet, and not just in Sitka Sound. Spawn was also lower this year in Hoonah Sound. 5 nautical miles were spotted, down from 12 last year. Gordon says his team tries to manage the fishery conservatively and that they feel like they have. Conservative management is also on the mind of Andrew Tomes.
I think we're definitely concerned. You know, we're the Sitka Conservation Society, and therefore we're a bit conservative about how we use the natural resources. And I think that we definitely need to take a conservative approach to harvesting forage fish, herring, which is the base of the food chain.
Herring are food for salmon, sea lions, whales, and more. Tomes says his organization is keeping an eye on the issue, but not yet taking any official action.
We've got no problem with a herring fishery and using some of the fish from the herring population, but I think it needs to be done with utmost caution. And I think that this year was kind of a wake-up call that we need to really make sure that everything's in order and be very, very careful about this fishery.
And that brings us back to Feldpouch with Sitka's tribal government. The tribe successfully petitioned the Board of Fish this year to establish a subsistence-only zone in the waters just north of Sitka's downtown, but he acknowledges that if it wants to affect any sort of larger policy change, his organization is going to need the help of other groups. Gordon, meanwhile, urges patience.
It's a lot of samples that need to be worked up by the lab, and they won't be complete with that until the fall.
Once that data is available, Gordon says they'll take a look and get a much clearer picture of what those fish did this year and what it might mean for next. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.